if I'm going to ramble in this kitchen, I've got to do it very quietly because it's 5 to 11 at night and there are two people upstairs trying to sleep. In fact, I hope they're asleep already. Right. It's the eve of my daughter's birthday. Yeah, at one stage she used to be called Omani Dot. No, Omani Tot is how she started her life on Audio Boo. And then she decided that she'd had enough of Omani Tot. And then she became Omani something else. And it's because it's late in the evening, I'm forgiving myself because she was Omani Dot and Omani Tot. And only a few special people in the whole world, like McColgan, will actually, and people with remarkable memories, like Simon. Yes, SM2N. I bet you he'll remember the difference between Omani Tot and Omani Dot. Anyway, yes, I know Dot was the later ones. Now look, to those of you who have never known my daughter, who is now going to be 11, and who are listening to this for the very first time, you're probably thinking that I'm drunk. Beside me on the left-hand side of this bar in the kitchen, it's a little package that my wife has made up of gifts to this girl who, when she gets up in the morning, I'm gonna make her pancakes. Yeah, I've even got grapes laid out on the side. I'm gonna put grapes in the pancakes, not just sugar and lemon. I'm really a sugar and lemon person. I don't know what you are in relation to pancakes. I actually also, once I was in France, very long time ago, and I got into spinach in pancakes and ice cream. This had never crossed my mind while I was living in Ireland, growing up in Ireland. I thought the only things you could ever put in pancakes were sugar and lemon. And in fact, we only had pancakes ever on Shrove Tuesday. And tomorrow isn't even Tuesday. Anyway, the 31st of August will be on us very soon, and indeed in some places in Europe it's already, you know, virtually the 31st of August. And I was already talking earlier on today with some people who were about 40 minutes drive from Melbourne in Australia, and it's already the 31st of August there. And they just released a piece of software, which is, they're called the Crucial Team. But anyway, I'm not here to advertise anybody, but just in case they hear this, that's who I'm thinking about. Anyway, from Australia to Kathmandu and all the way around, I am actually very, very, very happy that I have a daughter. You see, I have two sons, and I've got nothing against having sons, right? But when you've had two, you certainly hope that the next one, if you're me, will be a girl. And when you get your wish, boy, you get your wish. And I haven't had a single day's regret all the 11 years of her life. And if she ever listens to this, or if her great-grandchildren ever listen to this, or her great-grandnieces ever listen to this, I just want to say on the record that I haven't had the slightest regret. In fact, let me put it and turn it the other way around. I'm cock-a-hoop that she's a girl. Yeah, I never wanted a third boy. Yeah. So, what can I say? I'm rambling around here without moving off my chair. And the month of September is going to be a rambling every day. But I thought, look, if I'm going to seriously, you know, go up the Matterhorn, or, you know, Ben Nevis, for those of you who are kind of more interested in what do they call those things that are 3,000 feet high? Carpet bagging, Munro bagging. Yes, yes, those of you who are interested in Munro bagging, like, I don't know, Pilgrim Chris or some of those other hill walking types that I remember fondly sharing kind of audio experiences with over many years. Yes, I remember fondly. My daughter and I used to drive to school in the car on the school run, and we'd make up stories together. It was a wonderful collaboration. I loved it. And it was a great regret to me when she got stroppy and decided that she'd had quite enough of being recorded and asserted herself. I didn't really have mixed feelings. I just had to put up with both sets of feelings at the same time. On the one hand, you know, you must bring up your children to rebel against you. I mean, if you don't bring up your children to rebel against you, you're not being a good parent. That proposition number one in Paul's guidance for all parents. Ensure that your children rebel against you. Number two, ensure that your children win. Yeah, now I've got a fiercely competitive streak. But it's very important that my daughter beat me. And it was very important that she win the struggle over, you know, would I continue to record her voice and share it, thinking that that was a really nice thing to do and someday she'd realize that it was valuable. No, I had to lose, so I lost. So, yes. I don't know what proposition number three is. Proposition number three is probably something to do with, you know, remember, children are always right, even when you can't see it. Anyway, that's kind of boringly earnest phrase. The first two I'll stand over. So look, this is the ramble. I'm going to, in celebration of my daughter's birthday, I'm going to have a tiny drop more out of Chateau Conde à la Hire, Castillon, Côte de Bordeaux. Yeah, cost me €11 today to buy this bottle. And I've drunk hardly any of it, as you can hear. So I want to just lift my glass, not just to my daughter, but to all girls all over the world who are having to put up with parents and who are being protected by parents, but are having to rebel against their parents. You know, I salute you. And remember, oysters are the future. The world is your oyster.